Welcome to Mindful Moments of Mars. Mindful Moments of Mars is an audio experience that uses the writings. Oh! That was my fault. Are you okay? Okay, hang on now. This is one of the episodes of Mindfulness of Mars that is recorded in a car. That's why the alarm went off. It is my car. I'm allowed to be in it. Mindfulness of Mars is an audio experience that uses the writings of Edgar Rice Burroughs to explore mindfulness. We're currently reading The Chessmen of Mars by Edgar Rice Burroughs and Gahan, the Jet of Gathol, a.k.a. Turan the Panthan, has been taken prisoner. But he is in a situation where he is chained to a wall, but the key that will release him off from the chain is sitting in the room with him where someone just left it by accident. Let's find out what happens. Hope surged high in the breast of Gahan of Gathol, of Turan the Panthan. Furtively, his eyes sought the open doorways. There was no one in sight. Ah, if he could but gain his freedom. He would find some way from this odious city back to her side, and never again would he leave her until he had won safety for her or death for himself. He rose and moved cautiously toward the opposite end of the table where lay the coveted key. The fettered ankle halted his first step, but he stretched at full length along the table, extending eager fingers toward the prize. They almost laid upon it. A little more and they would touch it. He strained and stretched, but still the thing lay just beyond his reach. He hurled himself forward until the iron fetter bit deep into his flesh, but all futilely. He sat back upon the bench then and glared at the open doors and the key, realizing now that they were part of a well-laid scheme of refined torture, nonetheless demoralizing because it inflicted no physical suffering. For just a moment, the man gave way to useless regret and foreboding. Then he gathered himself together. His brows cleared and he returned to his unfinished meal. At least they should not have the satisfaction of knowing how sorely they had hit him. As he ate, it occurred to him that by dragging the table along the floor, he could bring the key within his reach. But when he essayed to do so, he found that the table had been securely bolted to the floor during the period of his unconsciousness. Again, Gahan smiled and shrugged and resumed his eating. That there is then a horizontal line which indicates that this section of chapter 12 has ended. What have we learned today? Today we had an alarm go off. An alarm in our ears and in the mind of Gahan. Gahan's alarm has alerted him to the fact that it is not by accident that his situation is as it is, but by design. Whereas the alarm that went off in our ears was by accident. Not by design. I hope it didn't bother you. I hope it wasn't uncomfortably loud. I'm guessing it probably was, but the release process of Mindful Moments of Mars is such that I will not listen to this episode before you hear it. So I hope that doesn't offend you, your ears or your sensibilities. Gahan is in a pickle, figuratively. And what can he do but sit there? Just as I sit here in this car, wondering, what should I do to make sure the alarm doesn't go off again? Why? I guess the car thinks, so much as a car can think, which is not at all. The car thinks that when someone gets in the car and sits in the car and just takes a quiet moment to record an audio experience, that that person is an intruder and doesn't belong in the car. And perhaps that's the case, because what is a car but a space for driving? It's not, as much as sometimes we would like to think it, it's not a little house that you can sit in and eat a sandwich. Well, it is a little house that you can sit in and eat a sandwich or record an audio experience. But the very space itself resists being such a thing. The space wants to be driven. Even though one could argue that it's more suitable for eating a sandwich in and recording an audio experience, which with fewer carbon emissions from that process, depending on what's in the sandwich. It could be a sandwich made out of a giant piece of frozen methane, which would be a bad sandwich. But maybe if there was enough dressing. Listen, let's just cut our losses here. The alarm has disturbed us all, no end. The end. Let's take a breath.